Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Give me a second.
Of course.
If I can get through this. Okay, I'll try.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Freddie. It's clear that you're overcome with emotions. It's a special day for you and your entire family being back here in Atlanta. Are there any words you can put to just how you're feeling right now?
It's hard to even look up and see people that... who I've been with for 15 years. So... it's really hard to put into words. I can't even look up at you guys because I don't even know if I'm going to get through it, so... I was doing pretty good about an hour ago, gosh. I don't know all the emotions. It's hard to put into words. I'm just happy to be back. This organization... the people, the media people who have covered my family with grace and love over the last 12 years. It's hard. The fans, since I was 20 years old, the ones that saw me when I was 17 in Gulf Coast League, Rome, Georgia, 2008. Myrtle Beach and Pearl, Mississippi in 2009. Gwinnett. Everyone helped me be who I am today. I love the Braves organization with all my heart. That will never change.
What will it mean to you when you receive your ring and just have it to hold forever?
Probably this again. But for me, that World Series ring is more than a ring. I think when you're a kid, all you dream about is making it to the big leagues. It's everyone's dream. And then you get to the big leagues, and then you just want to stay. And then when you're lucky and blessed enough to be able to stay, your whole mindset changes, and all you want to do is win. Because no kid wants to thinks about a World Series. They just think about, I want to be in the big leagues, you know? And when you get here, and you get to put on a Braves jersey, I'll say 14 and a half years, because I had to put on a Pelicans jersey for half a year. So the only thing that matters is winning. And we went through a lot of up and downs in my 12 years. And then we reached the pinnacle last year of winning it all. That ring is just not a ring to me. It's all the sacrifices. All the missed family time. All the hours. The broken wrists. The 14-hour bus rides. The minor leagues. The 4 a.m. get-ins at hotels. The grind every single year. To finally win it. Man. There's no better feeling in the sport. So. And to do it with Snit, Walt, Eric, Wash, Sal, Rick Kranitz, Alex, Terry, and all those guys in uniform in that clubhouse that are still there and some that aren't. That ring is good. There's nothing better. So that's what I'll be thinking when I get that ring today.
Freddie, I'm sure you expected this to be emotional. Did you expect the emotions to hit you this hard?
Mm-mm. No, I don't think so. But I think I've always told you guys how much I love the Braves and this city. And I thought I loved this city and this organization a lot, but I think you can tell how much I truly do love this organization and this city. But, no, I don't even know how I'm going to get through this weekend, guys, to be honest. Man.
Freddie, is today the closure you need, or will some part of you always have some small regret about not finishing your career as a Brave?
I have no regrets, and I'm not looking for closure. There's nothing to close for me here. Why would I close such a special time in 15 years? You know, that I spent here, and there's, for me, nothing to close. I think that the regret question is a whole different side of the story that I'm not here to talk about, because I think one-on-one with people I've talked to, that's a different side of it. Because if I got into that, who would be here a long time, and that emotion would change big time. So, well, that helped me stop crying a little bit. Thanks. I think people that know me know a little bit about what happened a few months ago. So, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Freddie, first of all, don't worry. Allergies have gotten into everybody. you and athletes in general are really good about compartmentalizing things once the game starts.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to work tonight.
While you were able to do it in L.A., why do you think it's different here?
Because this is where I walked in every single day. Saw you guys every single day. I drove in today and I saw 14 Freedom 5 jerseys. I never took that for granted. I think I'm crying so much because some of you know all of that, what happened. So it's hard. I don't know if there's going to be compartmentalizing anything about tonight, even tomorrow and Sunday, because tomorrow's crowd is going to be a whole different crowd. Sunday's crowd's gonna be a whole different crowd too, so I don't know. I was looking forward to today. I'm hoping it's Monday soon. So, gosh, this is a lot harder than I thought.
Freddie, did this hit you as soon as you got to Atlanta last night, or more when you got to the stadium, or the combination?
Yeah. To be honest with you, I was actually pretty surprised when I landed. I wasn't feeling really anything. I was just happy to be here, you know, and I got to go home to my house, doing all right. I mean, many of you guys have seen Ivan cutting hair. He's been cutting my hair for 12 years, so he came over and maybe as good as you can possibly look with what I got. So, and then, you know, I was able to go to sleep because the bed we have is pretty nice, so... But I think when I woke up, I was starting to feel a little clammy in my hands. Mark, you know, and a lot of you guys know, I headed on to Companions. And when I walked in there, there was about 9 people in there, and they all stood up and started clapping. It was just me and Charlie. My whole family's here, but the boys finished eating lunch, and they had blueberries all over their face, so I couldn't get them out of the house in time. But that's when it hit me. And obviously, I got here. Freddie Stone picked me up in the... I'm not in the players' lot parking lot anymore. I'm in the parking lot connected to the players' lot. Peter Moylan met me at my parking spot. So, it's been about since noon.
Did the Freddy omelet still taste good?
Real good. I asked if they still had it. They said they'll never take it off, so that, I appreciate that, Rob and Patricia. When I heard they're catering for sometimes for the Braves now, Dansby got that in there because Dansby goes there every day too.
I'll take one more.
Freddie, when you were a leader in the Braves clubhouse, what were the qualities of yours that you hoped would rub off on the others?
I don't know. Yeah. To talk about leadership and stuff like that, I mean, that's I don't know if this is the... I don't even know. You know, all I tried to do is play the game every single day. Once I put on that jersey, I tried to uphold and respect everyone that's put on the Braves jersey before me. I just try to treat everyone with respect and the care and the love. And I've tried to show that to everyone here over the years. Yeah. Baseball is not a sport where you rah-rah and stand on top of dugouts and scream at people. You just don't do that in this game over 8-9 months. You lead by caring about people. And having real conversations with them. You watch them get married. You watch them have kids. For me, over the years have changed how I view leadership. For me, being a leader is being present in each and every one of your teammates' lives and coaches' lives. And because we spend more time with them than you do with our families. And I think that's what's so hard about this is because you guys do the same thing we do. You guys are here 11, 12 hours a day too, sacrificing so much. That's why it was hard for me to look at you guys because we were in this together. You know, we were. And I don't know, being a leader for me is in the game of baseball, because it means something else in other sports. There's other sports where you can hit harder. You can do things harder. In baseball, you can't try and throw harder. You can't try and swing harder. You can't. In this game, you got to slow down and try and not do things as hard as you possibly can. So, I don't know. For me, it was just trying to be present and know I cared about each and every one of them, because I still do. Because when Ozzie broke his foot, I FaceTimed him in the sixth inning because we hadn't started yet. And, you know, he answered and we just talked. And I just told him I care about him and love him. And I hope he gets healthy as fast as he can. So for me, the leader question, it's a little bit different for me. And it's changed over the years. And now I just view it as being present in each and every person's life in that clubhouse.
Thank you, Freddie.
I'm sorry, guys. I tried.
Hey, everybody. Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.